96.3 is WHUR FM HD1, Washington.
This Sunday marks the 8th anniversary of the death of Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, and we continue now with part 2 of Steve's exclusive interview with Michael Jackson. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson.
And you end up, you hurt sometime, you know, because you try to be as resilient as possible.
Right.
But it's very, very difficult because there's tabloids who lie. They hate that they're jealous.
Yeah, dig it.
Haters.
Completely just, so when you read that, so know that it's a lie. Don't dig believe it. Burn it. We should have a tabloid burning. We should have a tabloid burning.
Hey, yeah, dig it.
Make a mountain out of them and just destroy them.
Really, man.
Because they just hate to see us grow and build and build, and there's nothing wrong with that. They can, but it's okay, you know. But what can I do? You know, bring forth the talent that God gave me. That's all I want to do.
Yeah.
And I share the love and gift of entertainment. That's all I want to do. I don't want to hurt anybody.
That's real. And man, you know what, man? I talked with your mom off the air before.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Oh man, your mother is, and I gave her props too. I told Miss Jackson, I said, a phenomenal job you've done in raising as many talented children that you have and still maintain them as a family. And she was thanking me because I had came forward on your behalf on more than one occasion concerning several issues, man, that were just totally false about you. And I prompted everybody to go out and get a copy of the GQ article from 1994. And GQ had a lot of back issues reordered because of this. And a lot of people read the article and found out the real truth behind a lot of things that were so false, man. And your mom was thanking me for saying that on the radio, man. And I just wanted to say, man, that there are a lot of people out here, man, that really feel you, player, that really wish that they could just feel you some more. And a phone call like this, Mike, I got to tell you, player, it go a long way, man.
Well, thank you so much. I don't do it never. Often at all. I never do it.
Never, Mike.
This is the first.
Never. Yeah.
It is the first, and thank you. Wow.
Well, I'm happy to do it for you, and it's from the bottom of my heart. You've been so kind and wonderful to me. People used to tell me different places, there's this guy who talks about you every day. I go, well, who is it? His name is Steve. I go, Steve. And then I saw the Kings of Comedy show. I said, is this the guy? I said, oh my God. I said, I'm a fan of him now.
Yeah. You know, for everybody's just tuning in, we're interviewing live on the radio Michael Jackson. I mean, this is like the bomb. This is the bomb interview. This tops it for me. You know, Mike, I've had President Clinton call me from Air Force One before, and it did not have this impact, believe me, because, you know, Clinton cool and everything.
I really like him.
Yeah, he ain't Michael, though. He ain't got no, he ain't wasn't Billie Jean and Beat It in ABC. Looking through the window. That was my jam. I'll be there. Come on, everybody, sing with it. That was my jam, Mike.
Oh, man, so many.
Frame in the mirror.
I'm asking him to change his way. No message could have been any clearer. If you want to make a change, Mike is hollering, laughing. I got the King of Pop on the floor. Hey, Mike, that's the one thing, man, that I want to get across to people, that the brother on the phone has been a real brother the whole time. Mm-hmm. Irregardless as to what you hear in the media, what you read about, the tabloids, that garbage, they print stuff about everybody false all the time.
False.
I mean, just this cat right here is one of the nicest people in this business and been that way a long time. And it's not harmed a hair on anybody's head, but people have gone after him for monetary gains, just to get money, man.
If
you read the GQ article in 1994. Get a copy of it. Send off and read with the cover, with Michael Jackson on the cover. It will tell you this whole story and exactly what happened. And I mean, man, it was very revealing. And I was stunned, but then not really, because I know how people are. Because I only get a taste of it, and I ain't even Michael Jackson. Plus, Mike, I'm dangerous. When you come at me, I cuss, spit, I do all kinds of ghetto mess. I got friends in low places. And Mike, if you need a couple of them friends, roll out there and handle some business for you. Like, no, real, Mike. You know, if the tabloid is just really on your nerves, we can get the tabloid building burnt down.
You are such a thug.
All it'll cost, dog. We can give them $1,500.
We need to do it.
Let's be real, Mike. Let's be real.
We need to do it.
I got some boys that can get over there, dog. I'm talking about from low places.
Yeah, they're disgusting. Then there are those who disguise themselves as legitimate, and they're just as tabloid. They're worse.
Yeah. I've read a couple of them newspapers, too.
Yeah, they're worse.
Yeah, I've been in that. Hey, man, I think it's great for the masses to hear you.
Yeah.
And, man, every now and then, Mike, just give me a call, player, because my interview with you is always this way. The morning show is motivational and uplifting. Yeah. We are not here to tear nobody down, to poke fun. I got a million jokes I can do about anything else, but I never get off into people's personal lives. But you, brother, you have meant a lot to people, man.
Thank you so much.
And I want to say something to you special, too, man, because a lot of people don't get this one to you. But I got to tell you something. You done meant something to black people, man. And don't ever think you don't, and you haven't.
Wow.
But you have really, really meant something to a lot of minorities across this country.
I'm proud of my heritage.
Come on, player, say it.
I'm proud of it. I'm proud to be black. I'm honored to be black. And I just hope that one day that they will be fair and portraying me the way I really, really am. Just a loving, peaceful guy wanting to make wonderful, unprecedented entertainment and songs and music and film for the world.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all I want to do. I'm no threat. I just want to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Dig that.
That's all I want to do. Bring joy to the world.
You've been doing it, man. You've been doing it. You've been doing it for a long time. I'll say it in closing.
Woo!
Cisco, Usher, put your shirt on. Mike is back. Michael Jackson. Steve Harvey, The Morning Show. We got big love for you, player.
I love you more.
Hey, brother.
Wow.
Big love to you. Call us again.
I love you all. Thanks very much.
So love
y'all
you.
Show
you
love Thank for the you. One and only king of pop.
I love you.
Love you too, dog.
Wow. R.I.P., Michael. We will always love you.